say today is a very, very important day for us Ivorians, because today we are having a very, 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 very big demonstration so that we are not happy, and then we are now ready to shoot out of the country this power, which is destroying our democracy, killing the country, and then bringing so many stupidities in the country. So we are really committed today. We are showing our power in the system now.
Why are you saying that if the president was not happy about the way the Electoral Commission was doing business and not happy about the government?
Oh, you say it's not the point that he is not happy. The point that the international community, have to know is that Mr. Gbagbolora has decided a long time not to go in a regular election process. He just wants to disturb all people, all the system, and make sure that his man, his people, are on the position to organize the election. This is what he's looking for. And then we are assured that through all negotiations we had from Markusi to Ouagadougou, we decided to put in place this electoral committee, and they did well. They did very well. And then they have our 100% support, and we'll never accept another committee to be put in place.
So why wouldn't the opposition come together with the president to come out with the best position forward instead of...
We are tired of negotiations. We are tired of games. This process is now going up more than 10 years now. We are tired. Every time is the same thing. We sit down. We have negotiations. We have agreement. And at the end of the process, Gbagbolora and his party come out with another issue, and we have to go back. All the time moving like that, we are destroying the country, and we are tired. Tired of everything, and then now we have to do what opposition has to do. It's our duty now that we are going to implement on the ground.
Are you sure you can be successful in what you are doing?
You see, let me tell you something, my friend. We are in Cote d'Ivoire, and you have a party, party like PDCI earlier. We have FDR of Mr. Ouattara. Together, both parties, we team up. We cannot lose any kind of fight on the ground. We have the majority. And then now we are going to prove that in this country. And then we are sure that the population of Cote d'Ivoire, the citizens too, they are tired of this power. Because look at, we are selling electricity to the West Coast. And today, we don't have electricity in Cote d'Ivoire. This is not acceptable. This cannot be acceptable. When you talk about water, we are having problem on water side. This is not acceptable. You understand? And for those reasons, Ivorians are tired. Ivorians are more than tired. So we know that we just have to give them go ahead, and then you will see what will happen today in this country.
What do you want to achieve by going on this demonstration today? What do you want to achieve?
We have to organize elections in this country with or without Mr. Laurent Gbagbo. This is our position. With or without Laurent Gbagbo, Cote d'Ivoire has to attend elections this year. Not more than June. June 2010 maximum. Maximum. We have to have elections in this country.
Now that the president has dissolved the government and the Electoral Commission, what power does the opposition have to combat that?
What we know is that we never accept. And then the committee of RHDP, the group of opposition, has decided that we never accept this decision. He has dissolved his government. It is his own problem. We make sure that the time coming, from now going, we'll make sure that democracy will get all its power in this country. And as I told you, we are fighting for elections. We are fighting for a regular election. And the election that we are fighting for has to be organized by Mr. Mambe, who is president of the Independent Electoral Committee in this country. This is our position, non-negotiable position.
Do you think that President Gbagbo will accept that? And basically, things are going to be at a standstill, don't you think that?
Make sure that we don't care. We don't care the position of Laurent Gbagbo. We don't care. We never care. We are going, and then we said, from now going, Laurent Gbagbo is not anymore president of this country. And our president said that this is the position that we have. If he wants to continue to be chief of this country, he has to come back in the political agreement of Ouagadougou. which said that we are sharing everything, and then the electoral committee has to organize the election for, from now going to March. And then up to this time, if there's no election, it means Gbagbo Laurent is not anymore president. This position is based on law. Mr. Laurent Gbagbo is president because of the agreement, the political agreement of Ouagadougou. If today this agreement is not anymore working on the ground, it means that all people getting their situation from this agreement, there too, they don't have position. So Laurent Gbagbo is not anymore president of this country. This is our position. And then we are now going to fight for that. And we are really committed, and never, never, nothing will stop us.